Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Greg Pickle, and it's time for Ask Greg. And if you want your questions for Greg to be answered, you can download our app, Keystone Sports. There's a nice Ask Greg button there. You can also email me at info@ksnsports.net. And Ask Greg is brought to you by DraftKings. And sure, the regular season is fun and all, but only one thing can compare to the excitement of basketball's playoffs, and that's having skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Basketball has made its way through the regular season. Now it's time to crown a champion, and DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you in the center of the action. Plus, don't forget about hockey's playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering great odds and promotions all week long to help you make it rain. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook going all out by offering a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20-plus dollars on all first-round playoff action. Again, promo code KSN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Greg, are you ready for the questions?
Let's do it.
All right, let's start with Mike from Charlotte. Appreciate all you do, guys, and know you will get us through the next 12 months. Well, Mike, we'll do our best. Anyway, Mike's question, do you think the players organizing in the Pac-12 and to an extent in the Big Ten actually backfired and hurt the chances of having a season?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people suggest that this was the easy way out for the administrators to not deal with that. And my retort would be that, you know, I can understand where that line of thinking is coming from, but they're going to be forced to deal with it at some point. It's not as if that, you know, this sort of push for, you know, player demands and some kind of association of players, it's not going away, Jim. And now these guys are going to actually have even more time to sit around and figure out how to best make that a reality. So I think that if it was true that this backfired and led to all this, I would just be really surprised, because actually, you know, they're going to have to address this at some point, and it's just not going away. So I don't think that they decided to do this just to avoid that, because they have to know that it's going to continue to come up down the road and in the future.
Well, I don't think it should have affected what they do, but they have been so weak in this process of decision making that it wouldn't surprise me that some of them in the back of their head, they saw these demands and decided, no, it's just not worth it. You know, the liability going forward, and it looks like the players are concerned about that. And, you know, it may not have been a direct effect, but I think it was in the back of their mind at least. All right. Next up is Rob from Columbus, Georgia. And Rob asks, what is the likelihood that we can see a televised blue-white game? I asked this a few weeks back, but my question didn't make the cut from Jim. Maybe he thought I was kidding. I'm not kidding. Put that game on BTN or ESPN and sell some commercial. Maybe times two or three. What do you think of that, Greg? A glorified blue-white game.
I love it. I really wish it would happen. Unfortunately, I just don't think that's going to be the case for any number of reasons, but the biggest one being that, you know, the way that they will set up the allowable hours of practice will be such that it probably will be padless and helmetless. So the best you would do would be 7-on-7, and that seems like a lot of work to go to televise a 7-on-7. However, I can guarantee that Penn State fans would be tuning in droves to watch something like that. So we'll see. I mean, they're going to have to get creative, right, Jim? I mean, they're going to have to find ways to try and get some money through the door revenue-wise in a year with no season. So it certainly does sound like as good of a plan as any. But I just do wonder if, I do wonder if that's an avenue they would explore. I'm sure they're looking into everything because, again, the losses are going to be extraordinary and they're going to need to find ways to try and bring some cash in. And that would certainly be one possibility.
A draw to a lot of Penn State fans. I believe one of the problems they would have in doing it would be a bad look, wouldn't it? Gee, we can't bring in a team from Ohio State to play, but we could have a game here among ourselves. I know the argument, we control our players, we know where they've been, and so on and so forth. But again, I believe these folks are so worried about image and how they appear, and having a game like that, I'm just not sure that they could live with that. All right, next up is Chris from State College. Chris says, due to athletic shutdown in his home state, high school senior and USC commit Jake Garcia has transferred from California to Georgia to finish his high school career. Do you see this happening with other elite football prospects? And he says that, you know, if Pennsylvania PIAA doesn't play, how about Nolan Rucci?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would be very few and far between. I mean, you know, for obvious reasons, I can see why it would be appealing for kids, especially the top kids, to do that. But, you know, again, this kind of goes back to the discussion about, Jim, whether Penn State or other Big Ten schools will lose players to the transfer portal. You know, it sounds great in theory to want to move to somewhere where you think you can play, but there's a lot of dynamics that have to get in place first. I mean, especially for a high school kid, you know, where is he going to live? How can he find a school to enroll in that starts this early? How many states are still playing football? I mean, I know most of the southern ones will. And so, but yeah, I don't know. At the high school level, I just have a really hard time seeing more than a handful of kids do that. At the college level, you know, the problem they're going to run into is no school plan to have five or six or even one or two open scholarships because of the need to welcome transfers from conferences that aren't playing. So, you know, the scholarship situation is going to be tight at a lot of schools, and there's no guarantee that the place you transfer to is going to start or even complete its season. So I don't think we'll see very many examples of either.
Well, that college transfer conversation is not one that we've had today, Greg. And I see a lot of conversations about, I've asked about it, but the more you think about it, the more I believe we won't see a lot of that. Even I do believe if the players try, ultimately they will win out and be able to transfer without having to sit out a year. But there's multiple problems to it. First of all, the 85 scholarship limit, but there's also that 25 scholarship limit per year. And I was not aware of this previously. Apparently, a transfer counts among that 25 limit, correct?
That would be my understanding, yes. But, you know, it does feel like a lot of schools don't completely fill their classes these days, Jim. So I think there might be some more flexibility out there on that front. But, you know, again, at the end of the day, I think the challenge is just simply going to be places didn't save scholarships to welcome college transfers because of the pandemic. And, you know, by the time a kid gets there, he's probably going to have to quarantine. He's going to have to enroll in classes. It's just not as easy as I think it's being made out to be.
Exactly. And it also has to be the exact right fit. If you're going to bring, say, a star quarterback, if you're going to bring Justin Fields in, you know, that's one thing, and it may be obvious, but it's also not, you may lose the team if you have a popular quarterback there who's all of a sudden sitting on the bench. And a lot of other positions, you bring in a transfer to take somebody else's position this late, that's rather tough. The one area, I always thought that a running back would make sense because you could split the carries among multiple running backs, and I thought that was a position that a transfer would make more sense if it ever would happen. All right, next up is Brad from Perkasie. Brad says, Dabo Swinney really needs to stop talking. He said players are safer on campus than at home, which I agree with on most college campuses, but Clemson had, what, 40-some positive tests? Probably not smart from, you know, from Clemson to say that. Second, he said a national championship will not be diminished with the Big Ten and Pac-12 not playing. with all that being said, how much safer are Penn State players being on campus? And could there be both a spring and fall national champion this year?
Yeah, I think there probably would not be a spring national champion if only two conferences are playing. I think they would just play their conference season and be done with that. And that's even more important because of the fact that, you know, there is there's the fact that you're still going to try and play two seasons in one calendar year. So play an 8-game conference schedule, two teams play a 9th for a Big Ten title, and then that's that for the first season of the year, which would be played during the spring semester. So I don't envision there being two national titles crowned the fall and a spring. I think now, obviously, next year you would have the spring semester conference champion and then a fall semester conference champion in theory, but I don't see a pair of national champions. What was the other part of that question, Jim? Oh, safer on campus. Yeah, that's what it was. You know, I guess they are safer on campus. They have access to the food and the nutrition staff. They have access to testing and symptom checks and all of that. So, yeah, I would say so for sure.
All right, let's sneak one more in here. Kurt from Orfield asks, I don't understand the level of concern about playing two seasons, the spring shortened one, in one calendar year. Won't we just play more guys to reduce the numbers of snaps? Go ahead. What's your thought on that, Greg?
Yeah, I think that's probably how I think it would probably work out that way. And I'm really interested to hear from the medical people on this one, because we know that they've made recommendations about COVID. Well, they're going to have to make similar recommendations about two football seasons in one year. But the other side of that, Jim, is, you know, the team that goes to the college football playoff, they get done playing in January, or even Penn State, if you go to New Year's Six Bowl, you finish up in January, and then you have a week or two off, and then you start lifting and conditioning, and then you go into spring practice where there's contact, then you have contact in summer camp. So, you know, these kids' bodies are experiencing more game-like conditions than I think a lot of people want to admit, and because of that, I think it makes a 8-game spring semester season and a 10-game fall semester season plenty viable. I really do. And then you add in some bowl games or the college football playoff and things like that, and you should be all set. So I think it's more doable than people want to admit or realize. And ultimately, you know, the medical and science people will either back that up or they won't. But to me, Jim, I think it's completely doable.
I'm with you, Greg. I think that whole can't play both in the spring and the fall is overplayed. And I think some of it is overplayed by people who want to play in the fall. And it's just another reason to play in the fall is because it's not realistic to play in the spring. And that's why it's out there. I get the feeling that once we get through the fall without football, a lot of those people are going to turn around and be advocates for a spring season. All right, that's it for quarter number 3. We will announce our winner in quarter number 4.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The basketball playoffs are here. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.